Justice Radio Station, Social Issues App. Thanks kindly for listening. Peace to you and yours, Scotty Reed. Black Talk Radio Network, right on.
Right on.
I'm Tahuti.
Mary here with Justice Radio Station. Welcome. Thanks kindly, everyone, for listening worldwide. Justice Radio Station, countering the false information that's creating confusion, mistreatment, violent conditions now. It appears everyone is falsely taught that the person, the self, the body is who the I is, that everyone referred to self as the I am. Get it? False information results in false behavior. There appears to be an identity crisis. Everyone appears to be in an identity crisis. Justice Radio Station, jail psychotherapy for the individual to remember who the I is, who I am, using words, revealing truth, producing correctness, peace. Tahuti, over the time I've been listening to everyone, and there appears to be a lot of confusion, and everyone's working to work it out. Work it out. Where am I? What's going on? Are there a lot of problems, issues, solutions, answers? What is it? Would you say that there are many problems, solutions and issues, or problems and issues? Or is there one issue and or problem and a cause that's creating the issue, aka effects? So I've been listening and just thinking about this in terms of working to get to peace, a time where everyone's calling for unity, being united, being free to a point. So what's the method? How am I to look at what I'm working at? I do know that a mental physical is in order based on the deceptive mistreatment socialization process. Are you with me out there? I know you are.
So, to your question, I want to give a shout out to our workshop. We went Saturday. Not dealing with the peace that passes all understanding. Wasn't coming from a Christian perspective, even though it's like a Christian title. It was more scientific. It was about what is. So I thought that still is a great place to start.
Yes.
Looking at the idea of the source. There's some of the things that I was talking about. The source, absolute truth. So always ask and answer this question. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Always ask the question, is what I believe true? because only truth is absolute, right?
Right.
And infinite?
Yes.
And what is absolute, unquestionable? Not an opinion. We're not talking about hope. We're not talking about belief or faith. Is I am here now. So ask yourself, as an individual, are you here right now?
I am.
That's an important point, because the thought about this I am here now, the idea behind it is, if you've noticed, you might not notice till it's brought to your attention at times, that an individual relate to the me as I am, the body, the individual as I am so and so, I am hungry, I'm tired, I have to go to work, right?
Right.
So who is this I, though?
Good question.
Because remember, everything that you know, you've been taught, right? So always question, is what I believe, think, feel, or perceive absolutely true? For only absolute truth is true. Anything else is not true, hence not real, non-existence. So, looking at that then, as a foundation, was even talking about it Saturday, looking at, you need a platform, you need a foundation, right? So let the foundation be absolute truth. You're standing on foundation, right?
Right.
Rocky ground versus sandy, sinking sand. So we're saying absolute truth is a guide to stand on something firm, because you might say, well, who's truth? That was even something that one of the exercises we were talking about. What truth? Who's truth? How do you know what is true? So coming to that base idea of I am, the idea of infinite, omnipotent one, there's only one. Know that there is only one power, the infinite, omnipotent one.
Right.
So the idea is then, existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. And that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. That I am. So if you look to, when I reflect back, when I first start looking at the Bible, you know, it's like it's said that there's a creation and then there's a creator. But then we're looking even today at the idea of, even look at what have you come to realize is false, which you once believed was so true, you know, apart from the Santa Claus idea, although certain people still think Santa Claus is real. But the idea of most of the things that you believe, you can actually trace it back to, you know, your first learning things, tie your shoes, identifying certain objects. It's all something that you're taught.
Right.
So isn't it something that you never really question? Is it really?
Never thought about it. Just did.
Isn't that something?
Is it really true? Socialization.
Conditioning.
Yes.
Right?
Right. And the fantasies and myths that was part of the socialization, part of what's taught that is not absolutely true. Basically, just beliefs of someone else.
And that thought, as you bring it up, is what we're still coming to in relationship to first identifying this identity of what is infinite and this I am. Because remember, the socialization that the I is talking about is, it's that deception to say that this body, this human,
yes,
is the self and is that I am.
Right, and that's a lie.
So, to speak about it though, I've come to realize you have to still be able to define what you're talking about.
Right.
So when you're talking about the person and the body, you have to realize it has a human mind.
Yes.
So to understand now the nature of this human mind is what's really important.
Very.
This is now where the beliefs
and
come
opinions.
From. Opinions.
Right.
It even has a premise.
Yes, it does.
About itself. I think so.
And others.
I am. Right?
Yes.
And there's all these others.
And
right?
Separate from God, so-called.
Well, we have to define this God.
Yes.
Because I was deliberately not, didn't want to use the word God.
All right.
Because,
I
you know,
understand.
It conjures up all these images.
Right.
Although I did start to talk about this creation idea that we were taught about.
Yes.
But we're looking again of this idea of infinite, one power, omnipotent, omnipresence. Right?
Right.
So we're looking at that more so as if anything is absolutely true.
Right.
It must be the idea of infinite,
unchanging. Omnipotent, yes.
You know, not lacking.
Complete,
right?
Right?
Eternal. As they would say, you can't really pinpoint a beginning or an end.
No.
Even though they say in the creation there was a beginning.
Some say that.
But then the idea, you cannot really get around it. You have to talk about the idea about this God, which created, that I and I was taught. And of course, got upset, angry, and throw his children out the garden, made them homeless.
Yeah, for biting a piece of fruit, they say.
But these are some of the, it's a further investigation. You say, well, is that absolute truth? Because that's going against now the concept of, well, there's one power, infinite, complete.
Complete, right.
And also the idea of infinite and creation don't go together.
Mm.
Because we're saying creation now takes time, space,
yes.
Over there, over here.
Right.
But we're saying infinite is here now.
Is.
There's no particular place. It's now.
Oh,
I is.
Everywhere, yes.
Right?
Right.
So, they're looking at the contradiction of how many days creation happened and so forth.
Right.
And the idea too of a Big Bang, which supposed to have been a big part of this creation. But we're saying these are, come to realize these are all stories.
Yeah, another narrative.
You know, some tribal god that folks say that they were chosen looking for a land. Right?
Right.
Even though somebody else was living there.
That's right.
God was going to give it to them. But somehow this tribal god became this everybody's god.
Yes and no.
That's right. But the premise still is that the God Almighty is this creation god, sky god.
Right.
Right? Imaginary god. So then looking at now, dismissing it to say, well, how do you know what you believe is true? So we're saying there's only one power, omnipotent, one, absolute. And that is who and what I am.
Yes.
So then, what then do we call this human, this body then? If we're saying, well, I am the infinite, all-knowing power. then what then should we call this human, this body?
Good question.
So the term personage is what I came to find out. This human, this persona, something sound come out of.
All right.
It's not the self in terms of the I am.
Correct.
So then let's investigate then what is this human? Very important, and it comes back now to this socialization process that I was talking about.
Yes.
In terms of the fantasies and myths.
And someone controlling
our beliefs.
Because right.
It appears that we're born on a planet.
Yes.
Spinning in space.
That's right.
I don't know if there's no bottom, there's no top. I'm told there's an outer space.
Mm.
But this is a deep space.
Yeah, interesting.
Right? There's no bottom,
outer.
No sides, no
inner.
Top. You know, I'm told, well, there's a sky.
Creating an illusion for the eye.
Which is blue. The sun rises, sunset, all that we come to dismiss as not true. But we're saying the sun don't move.
No.
It's the senses that perceiving the sun is rising and setting.
Wonderful.
And we're saying the socialization process encouraging.
Yes, for you to think that narrative is rising, it's setting.
Mm.
It's blue. The water, the sky.
Saying the blue sky is an optical illusion.
Yes.
Remember, up in this, it's cold. Outer space. So then what is really going on?
Where am I? Is this real?
Ooh. So let's further investigate this human. You know, as you say, it appears that we're born on a planet.
Yes.
Spinning in space. Somehow I've been studying the thought, and it's like we're made up of emotions. You know, so-called constructive, unconstructive, positive, negative. You could say mature, immature.
Excellent.
And come to realize the immature emotions, if not transcended, could be a great impediment for any kind of development whatsoever. So, we confine to these beliefs, cravings, I like, I don't like, what I want, what I don't want. These beliefs that sees itself separate from what I and I began to say about this omnipotent, omnipresent, natural nature, natural law, ideas, we're independent.
Yes, have inalienable rights.
You know that's one of the things that's taught, but I never really hear any kind
never.
Of definition or liberty
no.
in whatsoever about it.
No, I've heard of civil, I've heard of human. Inalienable. That trumps them all.
So still pursuing this idea about this human mind though. If you don't understand the nature of the human mind, you will remain a slave to beliefs of someone else. Jail, psychotherapy, nightly, 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you don't understand the human mind, you will remain a slave to the beliefs of someone else. This idea of slave, let's just digress for a little. This idea about slave, remain a slave to someone else. Just looking at the idea of, they say slavery ended in
1865.
13
amendments. Liars.
But you come to find out it's a lie.
Yes.
And the idea also, looking at the amendment clause.
Yes.
It allows now the prison system to be able to transport the prisoners, trafficking, do work for cheap labor.
Right.
So continuing the idea of slavery.
Yes.
But then we also was looking at a couple other points in relationship to that slavery.
Yeah,
in terms of psychologically.
What everyone's saying about the transcontinental enslavement holocaust, it's a lie. By them saying that it ended in 1865 with the 13th.
Mm.
With the 13th, it did not end.
Mm.
Enslavement, physical exploitation, still.
Right? But I and I saying, how else is it being continued?
Okay, psychological exploitation never ended. Social exploitation never ended.
So this overall same prison system.
In essence, it's the prison system, and everyone is basically still being exploited. No freedom.
Mental enslavery. There's no if, but, or maybe.
No freedom.
That I and I is not in our right mind.
Everyone. Basically,
for what
out of
continue
mind.
To happen. And you can even see too the disconnection with every little thing folks reacting to about their marching, protesting.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like folks really are on their right mind.
So, no.
And then I and I, even looking at that psychological, we're saying it's a political necessity. So you can't really be on your right psychology.
No. Social either. Everything.
Interplay.
Deceitful
jail system utilizing still the clause to still transport prisoners and still be having that cheap labor thought going from that perspective. But then I still was looking at this is overall a prison system in context to somebody controlling your mental, your thought, your speech, your action. Right? What
right.
could be more prison than that?
Right. Because it's on all levels, whether you behind bars or out. So it's to be able to have your mental, physical, wherever you are, you can now begin to change your mind, your behavior, your attitude, your thoughts with absolute truth.
For that to happen, you have to have a mental, physical. Your words, your definition of words.
Understanding where you are. How it works.
And also you have to take that now looking deep within oneself. No matter how painful, because I and I still want to hold on to this system as I system. We want to be Democrats. We want to be capitalists. You see it?
Yes.
So now, in not really understanding, though, it's a political necessity to keep us maladjusted, though, for society to exist. That is, it's like so much confusion exists, because it's almost like if you don't understand the nature of the human mind, it's working even against you. You know, it's fighting against that. So you can imagine other individual who knows about behavior psychology is also working to keep you, yeah. Because remember, if you don't understand the goals of where you're at, the psychology, the philosophy, the ideology.
Yes, I think I'm making decisions and yeah. someone else.
And if you don't know what it still is.
Yes.
As you're saying, you think you have free will and you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
But where did you get the beliefs from?
Psychological, social. Enslavement never ever ended.
Regurgitating behavior. It's all like we all been given a script. Once
internalized. Yes, it regulates behavior.
Hence
and that's
the problem.
What I see.
And also you could even say the work to be done.
Is actually to understand the nature and function of the human mind.
And be able to again transcend
the consciousness.
Because the I and I is saying it's not our true identity.
It's
we
not
already precluded
false behavior.
The absolute truth is our true identity.
Yes.
So in terms of transcending now these beliefs, cravings, likes, or stereotypes, good here, bad here,
Use words revealing truth to reveal correctness, justice, peace.
A mental, physical.
Yes, that's what that would entail.
And then also the idea of liberation.
Yes.
Somehow such a crucial word not really being used, because if I and I are going to even use the word slavery, surely then you have to look at the idea of liberation.
That's right.
Because we're saying in slavery is also supposed to be signifying psychological social exploitation of one group by another group. Information's been colonized.
Yes.
Made to prefer one group over another group.
Yes.
And then we now use even certain stereotype. I just say it gives one group preference over another group.
Hey, it's in the language.
Yeah. So then in context to liberation.
Yes. To counter this mistreatment system, word, language must change.
Isn't that something that's one word though? In terms of depicting.
Liberation.
Depicting still a history.
Yes.
About.
Liberation.
Yeah.
It's
revolution.
Right.
You know, change becomes something different.
Yes. Well, one of the things that I hear is always looking at things that might have worked, appear to have worked at the time that it was needed because of concrete signs that were in the face of individuals, such
more
as
tangible
the white
evidence.
Yeah, the white only, black only. So restrictions.
Mm.
Now, mobility is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have moving, you can move around.
And
so
of course, no signs in that manner.
Right.
Physical.
Right. But you know, if you can't afford to be someplace and economics is an issue,
you better
or
not
defense,
even stand outside.
You better not. I'm telling you, they know you better move along.
But they're making a point.
Yes.
Know about it was the chains. I don't know where you're going, but you're saying it wasn't so
the eyes great
tangible.
The eyes great.
Mm.
Right. And so now everyone is working to work it out. Even the so-called white people are talking about less march. And they're doing it.
Yes.
Because they say it worked.
Yes.
And then I say, well, I've been saying, help me, help me.
Mm.
But now you think that you need help.
Mm.
So now everyone's marching, so to speak. But then am I looking at really what is the issue and what am I marching for? What constructive results do I expect?
And am I marching for the effect, the symptoms, or the cause?
Amen. That's a good point. And that's the key.
That's a big one.
That's the key, because there's one cause and many effects, multiple effects in all the areas of people activity. So you go with economics, you know, people talk about poverty, joblessness, bad income levels.
This is a big one that goes to I and I subject. Human rights.
Well.
That kind of go with I and I's subject, because I and I
was like
saying,
that.
Who's this human?
Yes, let's listen up, everyone.
No, not necessarily listen up. It's following the eye. I'll just
right,
dropping
but
that
this
one
is
there.
A good one, because we're talking about the human, and actually all areas of people activity involves that human, that human nature that's being psychologically conditioned with the mistreatment system.
And
people,
then we're saying whose beliefs is actually controlling it, because if it's not a generic belief, if
yes.
it's not your head,
yes.
are you being controlled by someone else?
By someone else. And this is
pushing
key,
your buttons,
everyone, as to why each and everyone is working to work this out. And still be confused generation after generation, families.
And you're saying one of the reasons how they're uncontrolled and confused generation.
Words.
Not only the words, but not necessarily understanding this human nature, how it works.
That's right.
Because I was saying, because of how it it thinks,
yes,
and has desire about
premise.
It, lacking and,
yes,
and it needs and wants,
yes,
to be punked.
Yes, and it is
bamboozled.
Oh yes,
it's like the battered housewife,
right? You always
marry for name only.
Yes, and don't have any self knowledge. Just holding on to what someone else has.
To be able to think of it and look at it in that manner. Because that's how we say it's been carried on. Because the human is what's taking precedence as the self.
Right. And being conditioned,
yes,
with a mistreatment system by an ideology that does not have any good intentions.
Yes.
For non-white people, which works out to be all people,
right,
are mistreated, all deceived.
Right.
And now all people are working to work it out. And this is where Justice Radio Station, Jail Psychotherapy, 8 p.m. Eastern, Black Talk Radio Network, with the antidote, revisiting the idea of self-knowledge. Not a cliche, not a cliche, not a slogan. Revisiting the idea of self-knowledge by looking at who am I, looking at the human, the premise of the human, to understand the nature and structure of the human mind, as well as acquiring knowledge of self. All here at Justice Radio Station.
So, everyone, ask and answer. Who am I? Am I really who I am? Am I all I ought to be? Very, very important, fundamental, profound question. What could be more profound than knowing who oneself is? And why we're saying that too, we're looking at, there's an identity crisis. Looking at this, the situation that's going on within the country, the unrest and stability, it seems, that's going on with all. But why is everyone still acting and reacting the way they are? So at Justice Radio Station, we're saying, see if you can go back to the source. Start with the source, absolute truth. Remember, there only could be one power, omnipotent one, infinite one. And realize this truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute? Unquestionable, remember? Not a belief or an opinion or hope. Faith. Nothing like that. Is I am here now. Think about it. There's no tomorrow. There's no yesterday. It's always now.
That's right.
Existence is.
Yes.
I am. So at first it might, you know, ooh, what are you saying? Let's see if you can really wrap your mind around this science.
Existence existing. I am. And there is only one I.
And then you realize too, as an individual, you usually introduce yourself as I.
I am.
So who's this I?
That everyone referred to self as.
And then I and I is saying, well, trying to look at this eye. Is it this human? Is it this body? Is that the eye?
No.
Because remember, when the show starts, we already precluded and concluded the premise is the only thing that can unite all
is absolute truth.
Right. And we're saying absolute truth, infinity, omnipotent, omnipresence. You ever thought about what these words mean?
Yes.
Because remember, everything that we know, we've been taught.
Correct.
So if you haven't really take the time to really analyze what you've been taught. You now just be regurgitating falsehood.
Yes.
And then, of course, now end up defending it.
That's what's happening.
And remember, any idea held in the mind, even a lie.
That's right. Emotionalized and acted upon. Voila. What we got. What is.
So these are things to really understand. Is your beliefs really your beliefs? Is it generic?
No.
This is Jail Psychotherapy, by the way, here nightly, 8 p.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Jail Psychotherapy is a general term to understand self-help. Learn about your condition. Conditioning, condition. Your moods, your feelings, your thoughts, your behavior. Your desires. What's your central theme? Remember, you only can have one head. What's your central theme? We're saying, let it be absolute truth. Psychotherapy teaches one how to take control of life. Respond to challenging situations with healthy coping skills. Can you have healthy coping skills if you don't know self?
No.
If you don't know where these emotions and feelings are coming from?
No.
So we're advocating, have a mental physical.
Yes.
A metaphysical. A mental physical. A metaphysical. Get it?
Got it.
Because we're talking about now liberation. We're talking about freedom. It's a word you don't really hear too much, even in all this confusion. But shouldn't liberation be a part of our vocabulary?
Yes.
Because I was taught that folks came to our homeland, stole I and I from our parents, rape our mama, kill our sister, ship us away, and have us been working in an enslavement capitalistic situation. Information been colonized. We've been isolated and taken away from any concept of a God that look like ourselves. Any kind of values that make up the idea of who I am. And a whole nother concept and rationalization was now given to I. So why wouldn't revolution and liberation be a part of our conversation? Why is it still integration? Integrating in a burning house? How? Why?
People continue to let mainstream media determine and define their language and therefore their thought process. Once mainstream America invents words and phrases like inner city, minority, subculture, conservative right, underclass, people immediately accept, regurgitate, defend those words. Millions of humane, intelligent, well-educated people with good intention utilize many of these inhumane words and phrases without question, never analyzing their impact on the subconscious mind of adults and children alike. And people relinquish their power to others every time they mindlessly accept, regurgitate, and defend inhumane, confusing, erroneous, and or ambiguous words and phrases. And I say it's time to stop, think, analyze the amount of truth, logic, and integrity attached to the words and phrases of America's English language. Humane beings must consider the impact words have on young ears. Appropriate words matter. Yes. Definition of words.
So, at Justice Radio Station, we're asking all to use words and definition of words that reveal truth to produce justice and correctness. So it's important to get to this metaphysical of liberation.
Yes.
For the real activity of liberation to take place, it's going to take a little bit of self-knowledge. Looking deep within oneself, facing the truth, no matter how painful. Got to realize that it's a political necessity to keep black people, poor people, maladjusted off our center for society to exist as is.
No matter how many boycotts, no matter how many marches, no matter what I and I do, if it's not changing the words, using words revealing truth, and understanding the cause as well as the multiple effects that become 501c3s or nonprofits, and the cause keeps marching on.
So then you have to look at then, is it then the effects or the symptoms that I'm hearing individuals talking about?
Yes.
Over even the cause.
Yes, that's it. You
the
got
morning
it.
Talk shows.
Yes.
Well, the mainstream, I don't really give them any credibility. My money would go on ulterior.
Yes.
Alternative media.
Yes.
But even there, they're drawing information from mainstream
media.
So then now I'm still stuck
being determined and defining our language and therefore our thought process from a black perspective or non-white perspective.
Because we're saying, is your thoughts generic?
Are we still using the same words and definition of words without analyzing the amount of truth?
And realizing, can Massa give us truth?
Uh-oh. No, I
to free I-self.
No, not at all. That's a conflict in interest.
So that's why it goes back to this metaphysical, a mental physical, metaphysical, because we have to change our views and our values.
Yes.
You know, our guiding concepts, our philosophy, the ideology that's driving us.
Right.
We have to become different.
Right.
Change. We got to become different.
Yes.
And as we're saying, for genuine liberation, revolution, change to take place, we have to have this metaphysical.
Yeah, need self-knowledge.
Why do we think and act the way we do? It has to be determined. Because it's almost like we're a hybrid, we're Frankenstein. To, you could also say, the system as it is.
Yes, the socialization process as it is. And I have to ask this question to Hudi. Is it possible, since I know that this is a criminogenic society, deceptive mistreatment socialization process, can everyone receive justice in an unjust society?
Well, again, it's a perspective. I've come to realize, well, I can't teach about self-knowledge. I can provide information regarding it and steps towards its realization. That's Justice Radio Station's goal. But the most important fact that determines a person's behavior is the level of consciousness. It will determine her level of perception. How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? How do you see yourself? Which in turn will determine what one knows, what one believes, one's attitudes towards emotions. So it comes back to Can there be a oneness between?
Can there be justice in an unjust system? Can anyone receive justice in an unjust system?
Well, there's a couple thoughts come to my mind. The idea of in an unjust system, the laws that actually support in the unjust system can't be correct.
That's correct what you're saying.
But the same laws in a just system.
Correct.
Would be true and correct. That's
all right. Enough
said. So that was one thought came to my mind.
Oh, okay.
But another thought came to my mind to say, well, can I and I really come together, that UNITE? Because that also should be a part of living in a just society.
Right.
But then we're saying it cannot happen if everybody going to be holding on to their different party
labels
and affiliations. And not only that, I and I are saying your identity.
Yes, because when I hear so-called black leaders, young and old, talk, they come across like an abused wife. Have you noticed?
Exactly. The abused wife idea is going back to the 1700 White House wife as the reference.
Yes.
In terms of how they advocated marrying.
Yes. Marrying the individual and being taking on that name or status. Taking on the name, the status, and being that wife and being abused and never leaving and always thinking.
And then just
the
saying,
problem is her.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons that, you know, you look at the idea of the housewife and the situation that everyone is in, really. What's the cause and what are the multiple effects? How do I address the cause? Because I know by doing this, the multiple effects will definitely be taken care of. It's just natural and logical.
Well, the premise at the station here is the only thing that unites all is absolute truth. So, and the premise now behind that is looking at identity. And we've concluded that the true identity, our true identity, is absolute truth. Infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent. Only one. Of course, the nature of the human mind, this is another thing that we've been talking about, can't accept that. Somehow it can't accept that. That's why I also was saying you have to understand the nature of this human mind. Who's this human? Because even though we're talking about one, we also want the individual to look at it in a duality thought. Even though we're looking at things as one, I want you to still imagine it in a duality thought. So now we're saying the body has its own premise of who it thinks it is. And it thinks that it's alone and separate and lacking and needing and always has to have help from outside of itself. That's the makeup of the nature of the human mind. And it now translates itself into this human story and condition. But I and I was making a distinction, though. That's where this duality thought come in. Making a distinction to say, well, the omnipotent, omnipresence, omniscience, the I am, existence is unquestionable. No opinions, no faith, not belief, no hope, is. I am now. Not a particular place. Absolute truth that overrides now anything. If no premise, nothing can't break that, then now we have to conclude the body is masquerading as the self, and it's been encouraged to masquerade as the self.
So much so, I must add that individuals in this identity crisis is even fighting, I say fighting, for not inalienable rights, which is something I am not fighting for because I have inalienable rights because I am, and there is only one. Now, what I'm saying is think about the idea of knowing who the human is, what the human is, and evaluate if it is a good idea to talk about fighting for human rights. Think about it. This human that's the body, it's not the self, it's lacking, it has its own premise, it thinks that it exists separate from infinity, separate from complete.
So it needs a savior from outside.
Yes, because it feels that it is separate. And also separate from all the eyes, everyone else, when in essence, that's not the truth. So understand the nature and function of the human mind so that time is not necessarily fighting for human rights or civil rights, but looking at inalienable rights. Inalienable rights. You heard of that one, everyone? I know you have. Inalienable rights. You don't have to have a government for that. You don't need someone to give you that because that's something that I am. Have you heard of natural and legal rights? Those are rights that are not dependent on the laws or customs of any particular culture or government, and therefore universal and inalienable, i.e. rights that cannot be repealed or restrained by human laws. The concept of natural law is closely related to the concept of natural rights. Again, people usually continue to let the mainstream media determine and define language and therefore thought process. Think about it when you're doing your investigation, your research to decide what is to be reported, shared.
And we're saying too, why is it that even with the information that states that we're not human, that's also the premise is determining that we're not human. You see that?
When you say we're not human, you mean the I am is not human? Because I see this human body here. I know that's not who and what I am.
Well, remember say the idea, they say, well, man is made in the image of. This is one of the things that we're taught.
Yes.
Because we're saying everything that we know, we've been taught. Right? Everything that we believe, we've been taught. Somehow we haven't been asking, is it true?
Right.
But as we grow older from we're a child,
yeah,
we've come to find a lot of things that we've been taught. Grandma, parents, teachers.
Yes.
Your peers.
Government.
It's basically been beliefs. Most of it has been just outright lie.
Outright lies.
So then we're saying, question everything that you believe. Is it based on absolute truth? You need a foundation, right?
Right.
So let it be absolute truth.
An identity. Absolute truth.
And then we're saying there only could be one. infinite, omnipotent one. Absolute truth, that is. And then, check out too, those words that is being used when we say omnipotent. Right? What is being said? And we're saying truth is absolute and infinite, and what is absolute and questionable, not an opinion or a belief or a faith, is I am here now. I am means existence.
Exist.
Existence exists. And there is an awareness of this existence.
Yes.
And that awareness is I.
Yes, I am.
And the reason why we're saying I and I am in that way is to remind individuals that that is how you introduce yourself. I am so and so, I am so and so, I am hungry, I'm sleepy. But who is this I? Is it this body that we were just saying, is this body really real? So further investigating into this body, we've come to find out it has its own premise. It believes that it stands alone. I think, so I am. You know, it looks out and it sees these millions of different individuals, all separate from itself, and even this infinite, omnipotent, infinite, absolute, intelligent. But how is that possible? Because if we're saying there's one existence, can we put a circle around existence and say, well, this over here now is separate?
No.
But how? How can the human then be looking at itself as separate?
Not so.
So remember, question everything that you believe. Because as a result, this human suffers. Because it think, and thinking always is limited and incomplete.
Yes.
You know, this I say, it needs a savior from outside. The mind's purpose is to ensure that man feels incomplete, with the result that man always has a problem, and the solution is never present within man, but always outside. Human thinking is therefore outwardly oriented, if you think about it. Always need to go somewhere, do something. You know, this is outwardly now ensures that man will think that the source of his satisfaction is external. So now this is how now you can even get punked, set up, robbed, tricked.
Because you're looking for something outside of self.
And then now we're saying, don't you think people who study psychological behavior, the behavioral psychology, how mind and body acts and reacts to certain situation?
Yes.
Why do you think certain things is located in the stores a certain way?
We know exactly what's happening. And the festivities, when they have festivities set up for everyone, listen, you see it.
Mm.
When you go to your store, they've got it all set up. The Super Bowl might not be taking place in this area, but in every store all over the nation, probably world, yes, it is.
Conditioning?
Yes, condition. And I want this to be absolute truth, because that's what will unite everyone. Absolute truth.
That's right. And then now what you're saying, since now part of the conditioning, sounds, symbols, stereotype is what's also being used.
Oh,
so that's why now those symbols can be all around. So now the cross can be held up, you feel solemn, you want to pray. And of course the cigarette, the liquor, all symbols that when now is held up, just like the dog and the rat, the conditioning, you know, the dish and the dog and feeding time and the bell all goes together.
Yes.
Different things have nothing to do with each other, but now by putting them together and conditioning the dog. When he hear the bell ring, he just know it's feeding time. The dish is here, start salivaing. Conditioning, just like the rat in the box. It's our situation. And we wanted to really bring that to show how the socialization process is being used to still entrap this human beliefs. So I and I saying the work to be done is to be able to transcend these beliefs, this human, to our true self, absolute truth, omnipotent, omnipresence, omniessence, one mind.
That's our counter.
That's how now we can beat this monkey and take
get
this monkey
off our, back,
off our back. And by the way, this is a noble goal. It's a noble goal. Yes. Yes. Get this monkey off our back. Our back. Our back. Realizing the true solution is to turn within.
Yes. And I was about to say, and I'm saying now, that individuals, each individual, analyze, think about this mistreatment, deceptive socialization process. Will it provide honorable handler of power through education to each and everyone? No, that's a contradiction in terms and contradiction in status of the socialization process. It will not teach non-white individuals to be equal to white individuals. It will not teach, or it will not encourage liberation, freedom. It will not. Remember, each individual in the integration system is actually a commodity, part of the corporation, which is what everyone is maintaining in this process of socialization, where we all think we can get to freedom or get to unity, you know, and get rid of the isms. Maybe people are thinking of this. I'm just saying, analyze. Think about the work to be done as an individual, not as a group. Because each individual must receive a mental, physical, so that independently we unite using a code. The code, the only thing to unite everyone. Absolute truth. Absolute truth. Thanks for listening, everyone. Justice Radio Station. Using words, revealing truth. Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Using words, revealing truth in all the areas of people activity. Economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. Everyone know that I am exposing exhaustion of wisdom in the socialization process that's failing to help produce constructive relations between most individuals. Remember, in your goal setting, include independent study. Speaking now, remember, in your independent study, know KNOW who the self. Know, KNOW, that the self is who I am. The body, the person, is the human. understand the human premise, the nature and structure of the human mind. Know that it is limited, lacking, need a savior from outside. And this is false. Everyone is being taught false information, which is necessary to keep status quo, keep the corporation, maintain things as is. Yes. Justice.